Today's reflection, the feeding of the 4,000, found in Mark chapter 8, verses 1 to 10. About this time, another large crowd had gathered, and the people ran out of food again. Jesus called his disciples and told them, "I feel sorry for these people. They have been here with me for 3 days, and they have nothing left to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will faint along the way. For some of them have come a long distance." His disciples replied, "How are we supposed to find enough food to feed all of them out here in the wilderness?" Jesus asked, "How much bread do you have?" "7 loaves," they replied. So Jesus told all the people to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves, thanked God for them, and broke them into pieces. He gave them to his disciples, who distributed the bread to the crowd. A few small fish were found too. So Jesus also blessed these and told the disciples to distribute them. Here's the reflection: compassion in action. Jesus saw the needs of the crowd and had compassion on them. He understood their hunger and their weariness. Jesus is aware of our needs, both great and small, and he cares deeply about every aspect of our lives. His compassion moves into action, and he desires to provide for us in our times of need. It is his desire, it's what he wants, because of his compassion, to bless us abundantly. He acknowledged the little things, right? The disciples only had 7 loaves and a few small fish, which seemed insignificant in the face of such a large crowd. Yet Jesus asked them to bring what they had. This shows us that no matter how little we think we have, God can use it. He invites us to bring our little to him in faith, trusting that he can multiply it beyond our imagination. There was gratitude already expressed before the miracle. See, Jesus gave thanks for what was available before the multiplication took place. This act of gratitude sets an example for us. See, when you give gratitude, express gratitude, it is literally the key that opens up that door for blessings. To give thanks in all circumstances, even when what we have seems insufficient. See, gratitude has the ability to open the doors for God's blessings and provisions. The participation in the miracle, where Jesus involved the disciples in distributing the food. He didn't need their help, but he chose to include them in the miracle. See, God wants us to be a part of what takes place. So know that, likewise, God invites all of us to be a part of his work, not because he needs us, but because he wants us to experience the joy of being involved in his miraculous provision. And obviously, when that takes place, there's abundance beyond our expectation. See, because after everyone ate and was satisfied, there were 7 baskets left over. God not only meets our needs, but often exceeds them, showing his abundance and generosity. His provision is more than enough. It's more than enough to satisfy us, no matter the magnitude of our need. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your compassion and for always seeing our needs. Help us to trust you with whatever we have, knowing that you can multiply it to meet our needs and the needs of others. Teach us to be grateful for what we have, even when it seems small. May we always participate in your work with faith, knowing that you provide abundantly beyond all we can ask or think. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. These are the final words. I believe that God's provision is not limited by our circumstances or by what we have. He is a God of abundance, who delights in taking our little and multiplying it for his glory. Yes, it will always be for his glory. It'll be for our good, but he'll use that moment to be a commercial for those who are watching. As we bring our needs and our resources to Him in faith, let's trust that He will not only meet our needs, but will exceed them, filling us with His abundance and leaving us with more than enough. May He bless you on this day and the many days ahead.